Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Actually, a lady that works in radio whose name is Janet Bro, spells it B-R-O. And so maybe you can be a relative of her. She's a bro.
There she is.
Could be, if she were from the old world, it would be B-R-O-U-G-H. That's the more sophisticated way of spelling bro. That's kind of like when I hear my grandsons call me dude. Where did that come from? Dude. Yeah, okay, dude. It's 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. How do you do? January the 9th, my sister's birthday. Yesterday was Elvis's birthday. We'll celebrate that in some detail during the course of our long broadcast that we have today. The long Good Day. It's the Good Day radio show on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, Good Day on Air. Lots of people want to talk about the Kevin McCarthy speaker thing, which finally, after 9,282 votes, he becomes the Speaker of the House, and Trump takes credit. Yeah! So if he takes credit, then he needs to take credit for the mayhem and the mischief that went on beforehand. Ooh, that's all.
That was a bad look.
Yeah, really bad look. So they can crow all they want to about it. But the people's business, I'm concerned not about them and the bunch of goons that they have, both parties, with a seemingly continuous loop of ineptness. They can't get things done. They're so proud of themselves, they should be ashamed of themselves. The people's business has taken a hiatus since the beginning of the year because these clowns couldn't get their act together, or maybe better look at it this way. They couldn't get their act together because they don't really have an act. They just got a lot of noise and finger pointing and obnoxious, ridiculous foolishness that has brought them to this point. So even though McCarthy was beaming, yeah, I won, hooray for me, with
totally overshadowed by...
Yeah, and then what is he able to get done? If he couldn't put a coalition of Republicans together, how does he put a coalition of Congress people together to get things done? Or are we still going to have more pandemonium, more of the same old stuff? It's disgusting. The whole thing is a bad look and a bad experience. And so I don't have much more to say. This is like over the weekend. What did they get done? Nothing. They celebrated all weekend. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful? Hooray, hooray. Here's something not to celebrate. One of the largest radio groups in the country is being taken over by foreign interests. And so when I think about what I've said, remember earlier last year we talked about foreign money going into television, and especially the Chinese, and there was a big hue and cry, and there was some kind of law that was passed to keep them from doing that. But there is, and I'm not sure who the investors are at this point in this company, but I know they own a couple of hundred radio stations here and there, and it just, does it affect what you're going to hear on those stations? You can bet your bippy it will. Whether they've had local programs on, I'll give you some more info as it unfolds, but it's just a man. Okay, so Monday mayhem. This Virginia teacher, Jay, shot by a 6-year-old child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first grader.
I'm speechless.
Let that sink in. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. A teacher shot by a 6-year-old pupil. Abby Zwerner is her name. Handgun from this child, which he brought from home. This is the Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia.
She suffered life-threatening injuries. She, apparently, according to medical personnel, she is trending in a positive direction.
Yeah.
But still considered critical condition.
Yep. Social media, you know, so what? They wish her well. That's fine. Let's get to the root of the problem here. And it's a five-year-old. And so the police say it's unclear how the child who is in police custody and needs to stay there got that gun. There are
and
550.
How the gun made it into the school.
The metal.
They have metal detection facilities. Now, granted, not every child is always checked. They check them at random. But, oh, my goodness.
So does this child now begin a life of crime? Let's say people, oh, he's only a six-year-old. He doesn't know what he's doing. So he gets away with this to a certain extent. They put him under psychological examination. They put him in a psychiatric ward, or he's in a home. There's no parenting going on here, obviously. So he needs to be taken away from his parents. And then what do you do with him?
The question that we've asked before, psychology versus sociology, nature versus nurture.
Right. And he, at this point, if in fact, there's no scenario that this child stays with his parents. They either aren't parenting, or the kind of parenting that they're doing is not, this is, see, I'm very much against the state and authority taking children away from their parents, as long as the parents are doing what they're supposed to. And you know, well as I do, there can be any kind of whisper, any kind of BS from people. Maybe their neighbors don't like them, so they start some phony campaign. You get to the heart of that stuff, but in this circumstance, there isn't anywhere, there's no place to turn. There's either this kid is demented, his parents taught him that this was okay, or they left the gun around so he could get a hold of the gun. There's no way this child stays.
Well, speculation, because there's no word on how the gun was even obtained. What if it came from a different family member? What if it came from a peer's family?
What does it mean? You shouldn't be in that house.
But I'm just opening that door to the conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the kind of stuff, that's the kind of conversation you, you know, what's the old expression? Guilty before being proven innocent. In this circumstance, sometimes the obvious is so obvious that it's got to be taken into consideration above and beyond whatever else is going on, whatever else might have taken place at the time of the shooting. So, anyway, there are parents that you can imagine what they have to say about all of this. And so the investigation, again, need answers to how a six-year-old is able to handle a firearm. Never mind, the six-year-old able to access a firearm. So in terms of a...
That firearm not hidden appropriately, the safety clearly was never even on, because how would a six-year-old know how to turn the safety off when a lot of adults don't even know how to turn the safety off?
I don't. Well, I guess I did at one point in time, but the idea of having a... what does the judge do when this child is brought into court today?
Well, they can try them as an adult. Virginia law prevents that. Young to be put into custody to the Department of Juvenile Justice if found guilty. So, yeah, what will happen to this boy?
And what happens to all those children that now know what went on? 550 children in this school. How are they
in that classroom where the teacher who was shot starts screaming at the other children to just run because she couldn't protect them? She was shot, and she was the target.
Yeah, and so the rest of the children in that school and in that room, that classroom, know this youngster. They'll all be able to testify if they haven't been so traumatized by it that they can't, you know, they can't talk about it. But in this circumstance, this is damaged goods, and now all these children will have to go through some kind of psychiatric some evaluation themselves. How does this affect you going forward? How does it? It's parenting, and you know, so many other questions will come out of this. This is a far more important story, consideration, far more important focus than whatever happened with McCarthy over the weekend, but I'm not sure it'll be seen that way. Well, let's see how it works out. This shouldn't be a contest. It should be, okay, this is that information about this thing, this is a story about that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But put yourself, let me go back to this to the teacher and her family and the children there. Put yourself in the position of being a parent of a child that's in that classroom. What do you do? How do you react? What do you say to the children?
When the child
how do you
asks,
handle it?
Why do things like this happen?
Yeah.
How do you even respond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is the question. How do you, what should the public do in terms of this sort of thing? Wow. What a can of worms, huh? You get right down to it. What a horrible, horrible can of worms. It's
yeah, it just seems like it keeps happening younger and younger.
My grandson is 8 years old. I can't even begin to imagine what it is. What in the world? What goes on? How do you teach? How do I talk to my... What would I say to my grandson? He's gone back home now. They went home yesterday. But if he were here, I don't know. Some of the things, we just don't talk, or Megan and her husband don't talk about a lot of stuff that's happening because it's not necessary. Kids don't need to know this, so if it does, it's not in their wheelhouse.
Age appropriate, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yep. 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I am here to endorse a product. I have been endorsing, you know what that word means, endorsing? I take it, I use it, I like it, it helps me, it helps my friends, it helps my family. It's a product that is worth crowing about, in a manner of speaking. That product is Calitrin. We're well now into the first part of the year, and a lot of people are on to crash diets, and they're on to stimulants, and they're on to working out. And that's good. Working out is great for you. And what you should do is put Calitrin together with a good workout, and then you'll have something that will carry you on. It's healthy to lose weight the safe way by not taking any drugs or stimulants, and that's what Calitrin is all about. And then get into a good exercise program. Do that for yourself, okay, as part of the new year. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. You'll be able to get four of the, you buy four and you get four free. That's the deal right now. Use Doug as your code, and you also get free shipping at toploss.com.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or to download the app today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now 23 after the hour, Monday on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with me and Jay. Jay and I are here to talk about celebrities in this portion of the program. Social media trending with lots of yak about Hailey Bieber and her problems with, well, she had a mini stroke. Remember that from, was it last year?
Yeah,
I think it was earlier in the year, right?
Yeah, March. Right.
So what is she, how is she coming out of it? What kind of help has the Beeb been in taking care of her? She's 26 years old, and we'll find out what her status is in just a moment here on Good Day. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question, did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. All right, so Jay, Hailey Bieber, we have, I think, mentioned any number of times after being married to Justin Bieber, seemed to calm him down, seemed to be a good influence on him, seemed to be kind of mature.
Yeah, well, I really like her.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to like her a lot. She was in Palm Springs, suffered a medical emergency last March.
Yeah, this was just in March, where she was 25 at the time,
mm-hmm.
when the blood clot went to her brain, causing the mini stroke. And it had basically almost fully corrected by the time she got to the hospital, but had to be rushed by the ambulance. And she's talking about it after the fact and saying how she struggled with a lot of anxiety and maybe even a little bit of PTSD afterwards. Understandably so, because that's something that can just happen without warning, as she personally experienced. And it got to the point where she felt like she wasn't really living. Anything she did, she was wondering how it was affecting her health, what was going on inside of her body that she was unaware of. And She really only just started living her life again without thinking about what could happen to her health in a certain manner. But well, the good news, or the bright side of this, is that this the situation that happened, the stroke, is how doctors found out that she had a hole in her heart. So about a month after being hospitalized for the mini stroke, she underwent surgery to get that hole repaired.
Yeah. So there's a bright side to the darkness of this reality. And not, so this is my takeaway from this. At any age, all ages, the age of maturity is, what, 21 now, supposedly? So if you're 21 and you've never had a physical, you're not doing yourself any favors. Let me put a positive sort of spin on this, because everyone should know what's going on in his or her body. And you can say, well, I don't have any insurance. Okay, so what's more important? You buying alcohol, beer, things that are bad for you, or saving up the money that you would spend on that and pay for some kind of physical so you know what's going on in your body? Those sorts of things are fairly easy to find, because they're going to be, obviously, the Ken Kronos calls it, your body, your heart's beating like a bag of worms when you have things like that going on. Most of them, that's, you know, those things are scary. And so if you don't appreciate this world and you don't appreciate this life and you don't care, okay, so this is like committing slow suicide. If you don't take care of yourself, I know it's very dramatic, but it is. Take care of your body. That's one of the reasons we talk so much about eating well and doing things like using Calitrin. It's take care of your body time as we emerge and jump into this new year, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quiet area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren.
Time to think about My Pillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on My Pillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all My Pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. As democracy played out in Washington, D.C., California Representative Kevin McCarthy finally worked his way into the House Speaker role Friday night into Saturday morning.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
The House will begin debate Monday on the rules package. It includes a resolution establishing a House Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government. Calling it a bridge too far, Sweden's prime minister said Sunday that his country cannot meet some of the demands that Turkey made in order to join NATO. Has something to do with extraditions from Sweden. A nurses' strike in New York State has been averted as the New York State Nurses Association settled its contract disputes with two major hospitals. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
But it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place.
Yes.
Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Don't you do that. Yesterday was Elvis's birthday. I believe he would have been 88.
Oh, wow.
Had he lived. So he's been dead longer than he was alive. He died at the age of 42 in August of 1977, if I remember correctly. So we'll have a little bit of snippets of that. I was listening on Sirius. I had to move some tractors around yesterday afternoon, so I was in my truck and have a Sirius, and I was listening on the Elvis channel to Tom Hanks and the fella that starred as Elvis and the young lady who played Priscilla. Yeah. He was very good. It was very interesting to hear how they put all the pieces of this together because it was during the pandemic. But Hanks was there. They did it at Graceland. It was kind of a couple of hours of just a free-for-all talking about the movie and Elvis. And you hear Tom Hanks and you think, when I turned it on, I wasn't going there. I was going because as I play around with various stations, I was trying to find an Elvis hit like that one. And then I heard and I listened because it was really a good show. and the insight into Tom Hanks playing Colonel Parker, and the story of the life of Elvis, produced actually by an Australian guy. It was good, and if you have a chance, you can listen to it if you have the Sirius. I sound like I'm a Sirius jock. I'm the Sirius FM jock. I mean, what do they call it? The app. It's on the app. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, but I thought we ought to spend some time with Elvis, so we'll do a little of that here and there, because he's been an important part of most people's lives, no matter how old you are. There was an interesting recap of the music of the 60s and who were the top 50 artists of the 60s. And the top two artists were, number one, obviously, the Beatles, number two, Elvis, and the impact that he has had. You know, the Elvis, his estate, makes more money now than it ever did when he was alive.
Oh, I believe it. I completely believe that.
Really pretty amazing. Yep, it is. Okay. This would not be considered good news were you not someone who looked at the world sort of with not rose-colored glasses. What color would you say my glasses are? If you were talking about me and how I look at the world, I don't look at the world like most other people do. Thus, the conversation that it makes people, I guess, interested in what we have to say. So, when I, you can think about that, Jay, if you want to. When I see this story about the Colorado Springs man who was sentenced to 20 years in prison after he sold fentanyl-laced pills to teenagers, and one teenager died because of the fentanyl. He pled guilty. So the U.S. Attorney's Office in Colorado announced that this sentence, which breaks all kinds of records, Nathaniel David Corser is 23. He will not get out of jail until he's 43. This is the heaviest federal punishment for the distribution of fentanyl, resulting in a death.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't so when you think that 20 years, that still just does not seem like enough time, and yet it's record breaking. It's great. I think it's great news that
I believe
it's so much time, but at the same time, there should be more distributors. There should be no leeway.
Yeah, there is. Well, I'm with you 100% on that. And then thinking about what happens to drug dealers in general, I believe not necessarily the death penalty does you any good. It doesn't. It doesn't really work to keep people from doing things. It's not a deterrent by any stretch of the imagination, because it takes too long to get there. But this is as somebody in the state, I think the judge said, it's like shooting a gun randomly out in public. You never know what these pills may do. Mm-hmm. And what it does also is give you a little more insight into how your body works, or how the body works in general. Because fentanyl is like alcohol. You can be somebody that can absorb lots of alcohol. Fentanyl is not going to do you any good, but it won't kill everybody, because it reacts differently with your chemistry. Your body's chemistry is different.
Well, but also how much fentanyl is mixed with certain things.
Yes,
sometimes people are finding that there's too much fentanyl mix, and it's really a very, very small portion of fentanyl,
so
it's still very lethal.
All right, but let's look at it this way. How stupid are these people that put fentanyl in, which is deadly, because if you have a business, you depend on repeat customers, right? So if you kill them all with fentanyl, how stupid are you? How stupid are you? This guy is one of these people that deserves not to be occupying the same space that you and I do. Rapists, drug dealers, murderers of people who, well, maybe I shouldn't distinguish. At the least, throw them in jail and throw away the key. Rest of this guy's life should be spent in prison. Mm-hmm. There's no recourse. In that circumstance.
Well, an addiction is an illness, and distributors are feeding off of,
of course,
the
vulnerability they are
of others.
Right. Yep. So anyway, this guy's dead, and there have been, the police found over 1,000 units of these morphine pills and in his apartment, and they found a couple of hundred of them had fentanyl in them. It's just, you're crazy. You got to be nuts to be doing this in the first place. And parents who have children that are experimenting with drugs, boy, you should really be doing something to try to curb that. And it isn't just saying to them, oh, this is wrong. No, get some evidence. Show them pictures. Get a picture of this kid who's dead and put across the top of it, he used fentanyl or some other really dramatic thing that will scare the pants off of anybody who thinks they're cute or they think this is cute or, oh boy, let's take some ecstasy or let's go to this club and get high. Unless you have no value, and that's the problem. A lot of people don't place any value on their lives anymore. That's another serious problem.
I forget what it's called in psychology, but the thought process that, well, this isn't going to happen to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's that. Yes, there is that. I've had mentioned the last half hour, and you can find this if you go to social media. You can actually, you don't have to go to social media. Go to gooddayshow.com. Listen to the program as it plays back every day, all day long. The comments that I made in the last half hour, in fact, about foreign ownership of radio stations. So I've gotten a bunch of email from some of my colleagues, people listening, people running radio stations. Who is this company? The company is named Alpha. And they have, as I said, a couple of hundred radio stations. And they want to become the first radio group that's owned completely by foreign money. I can't tell you that I think there's anything more horrible in this business than allowing that to happen. But another one of the big companies, Cumulus, they've become foreign-owned. They have a lot of foreign money in them. So you don't think that's going to influence what you hear? Whether it's, you know, whether Americans are delivering the message or not, there's still going to be, if you work for this company and they say you have to talk about this or they toe the line here and there or you'll get fired, that's what you're going to do if you need the job, right? How else do you look at this? This is bad.
It's going to affect news talk stations more than anything else because a lot of music stations, it's more about the music than anything else.
There's
not a lot of the hard-hitting topics. There's not a lot of the opinion-based conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. It is wrong. Where are we going? What's this country? Where are we going? Why would you? People say, well, they're the only ones that have money to keep the radio stations going. Well, why? What's the problem with that? You know what? I'll trace it back. A couple of things are going on. And I can speak from the business side of it because I own my own production company that creates this program every day and a lot of weekend listening as well on health and farming and that sort of thing. We do podcasts on this, on the things that we do on the air. We try to synthesize and put together a quick podcast so you can hear what we were talking about during the course of the day. And so when I look at what's going on with the largest company in radio, iHeart, trying to grab all the money, put everybody else out of business, this goes back to 1996 when a congressman who came from Massachusetts named Ed Markey was chairman of the House Committee on Communications, and he, along with all of his buddies, when you look at the amount of money they got from various communications companies like AT&T and Verizon and the big broadcasting companies, it's disgusting to see what came out of all of that. And they pushed it through the House, and the president signed it, Bill Clinton. The Telecommunications Act of 1996 allowed companies to buy as many radio stations as they wanted. So Randy Michaels and a company called J-Corp launched they went after all the good radio stations. And Randy knew him because he's a brilliant broadcaster. He buys all the good stations all across the country with the help of a guy named Sam Zell in Chicago who put the money up. It becomes Clear Channel, which is now iHeart. And they control all the good stations and all the good markets, the top 150, and they have controlled it pretty much since then. They've sold off some of the stuff, but they still control most of the, you hear all of the blah blah on their stations about the iHeart Music Festival and do this on iHeart and that on iHeart, and they're the ones who and others like them who have become the controllers, top four or five companies that own most of the radio stations, and they're programming not for you necessarily, programming. Listen to the music station. I mean, I'm off on a toot now because I've been in the radio business all my life and I loved it. I still love what I do and I still love the fact that we can be on the air on all of these stations. But many of the smaller owners of smaller stations, smaller groups, look at this and they see the unfair competition, you know, I don't mind telling you, it takes us five, because of iHeart, it takes us 5 months. A commercial that you hear on this program, I will not get paid for the airing of that commercial for 5 months. That's what they've done. Imagine you run your business like that. If you're a plumber, can you wait 5 months for your money? You have to get paid the day you do the plumbing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is what we are, this is what we're dealing with. And it's not all always me, because I've made it through thick and thin through all these years, and I don't say, oh, yeah. It's you that I'm thinking about. It's what your choices are or aren't because of all of this stuff. The stations, the companies keep cutting. I mean, this is how I see. I'm a hypocrite if I don't tell you that I'm benefiting from all this, because local hosts go away and these syndicated programs like mine come on, where the program's better than what most of the local stations can produce, but still, you know, there's a need, there's an amalgamation. I tell stations to carry this program to put other things on. We can work in harmony. I was thinking about WNIX down in the Delta in Mississippi. They have three stations that belong to this group, and they carry the program, but they also put into it Bill O'Reilly, Kim Komando. They have a lot of farm news and information, the usual stuff. So it's us with the personality and the conversation, but there are all these other things that are done. So the public listening to these stations kind of knows what's going on in their own backyard, which is the way it ought to be. But some stations don't do that because they can't afford to anymore. So anyway, I guess I got off on my
things that happen on the local level that don't happen on the national level. That's so many that we
right.
miss.
Got to have that. Right, exactly. So catch the Good Day download, if you will, so you can find out what the heck it is we're talking about here at gooddayshow.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour Monday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug and Jay with a focus on farm food and family now. Get started with our recall of the day, Jay. Frozen macaroons from Sam's Club. They are made by Sublime Deserts. Deserts, good, Doug. You'd be in a desert eating this stuff. Sublime Desserts of Canada recalling thousands, hundreds of thousands of units of Members Mark Holiday macaroons. Contamination
by macarons. Macaroons are a completely different dessert.
What's a macaron? Sounds like the president of France.
Yeah, macaron. Exactly. These are the colorful sandwich looking cookies. The macaroons are like coconut and really like the one flavor they have.
Oh, they have two O's in it instead of one.
Yes, exactly.
Aha. All right, so Sam's Club is selling these things, and they're involved in the recall. Not to be consumed, period, end of story. Bring them back to the store and get your money back. Yeah. Actually, you know what? For your trouble,
the products.
Yeah. You should, for your trouble, you should not only bring it back, get your money back, but get like a month's supply. Tell the store, I want a month's supply of something else, right? Some other kind of cookie. Or stick to Girl Scout cookies. Don't buy that crap from those stores. How's that? Here we go. Let's go to a Wisconsin farm or a group of farms associated with the Associated Milk Producers. There's a dairy plant in Portage, Wisconsin that had a fire last week. The part of the building that was on fire was was storing butter. You know where this is going.
Mm-hmm. It was a fire emergency.
Yeah, caused so much butter to melt that there was a river of it flowing out of the factory into the Portage Canal. Okay, instead of having water in the canal, it's cheese and butter.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Right? Cheese and butter flowing down the river. The firefighters arrived on the scene. They were greeted by, of course, fire and smoke and the butter that was melting, and how do you get footing in melted butter would be the
right.
question, I suppose,
yeah.
huh?
And apparently it was running down, and it was like three inches
yeah.
thick.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not something I'd like to, and the smell must have been awful, too. Never mind mm-hmm. the reality of that. But
unfortunately, to contain it from seeping into storm sewers and going yeah. to the canal, which would have been awful, they got all these barriers, and mm-hmm. they were able to control the buttery runoff.
Well, the idea here is, I don't know how you would have prevented this, frankly. This is something that is one of those things. You know, these are mm-hmm. the factories that do this stuff, or the farms. There are a lot of farms that have their own producing facilities where they make butter and cheese and they process the milk and that sort of thing, which mm-hmm. is a better place to buy the stuff than in the store. So this is one of those freak things that happens, but it's not the rule. And
this almost sounds like a comedy. Doesn't it sound like a comedy?
Yeah, it does.
Because
like,
you
yeah.
have these firefighters who are trying to go up these stairs that are just covered in three inches thick of butter, melted butter, where they basically had to crawl
slipping
on their hands
the
and knees up the
yeah.
stairs because it was too slippery to just walk up.
Yep, yeah. Okay, here is a new tractor made by Ford. It's the New Holland, but it's a Ford tractor. And they have a new way of powering the tractor, liquefied methane, which is cow manure liquefied, and then they get there are a lot of farms now, dairy farms, that are capturing the methane, and so that gas is like LPG gas. You see it in buses that are running. I'm waiting for somebody to take this gas and use it in a city bus fleet and have everybody in the city smell the cow dung. Come on! New! Anyway, this tractor is supposedly a match for anything that's diesel-powered. Yeah, the LPG stuff you see in the buses run the same on this stuff as they do on regular diesel fuel. Waste byproducts from a herd as small as 100 cows can be turned into a fuel, which is called fugitive methane. It's a storage tank farm, and then the tank is fitted onto the tractor that keeps the methane as liquid at 162 degrees negative, right? It's got to be really like, you see these trucks on the highway that are carrying what they call liquid oxygen or liquid gases. Proxair is a big company that does that. Well, that's what it is. And that's what they're going to fuel this tractor with. So hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray for a tractor powered by manure. Yay! It's 59 past the hour and good day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.